morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Dave Witt, and he's with the Chamber of Commerce in Audubon. Good morning to you, Dave.
Good morning.
Dave, one of the things I'm excited to talk about is you've added some new decorations, and it's called Albert's Winter Wonderland. Understand that was sort of under your leadership. Let's talk about Albert's Winter Wonderland.
Well, this is our second year doing it. We decided down at Albert Gold Park last year that we wanted to set up Christmas decorations down there. We used to set them up at the square of Main Street, and we decided to move them down to the park down there because this way people can come into town, they can see them down there. We're kind of known for Albert.
You bet. As people come in from the south on Highway 71, there they are to greet you. Now, in the past, Albert's had this huge wreath around his neck. Is that true?
Yep, and it's still there.
All right. How big is that? Do you have any idea? I mean, that's huge.
It's probably about 40 feet long. It's garland. They wrap around twice.
Wow. What a job. I think you have to have a crane or a pretty tall ladder to do that job.
Yeah, they used to do it with ladder, but the last couple of years we've cheated and used kind of a lift.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan to me. So tell us a little more about what we're going to see out there in Albert's Winter Wonderland. You know, are they moving decorations? Are they trees? What kinds of things are we going to see there?
Well, what we kind of concentrate on with our display down there is we want all the businesses and individuals to make their own display or to get their own display. So every display is unique.
Ah.
Their business. Some are homemade, some are bought, and they're just all staggered through the park, and you can drive through and just look at every single one of them.
Okay. So this isn't something you need to get out of your vehicle. You can just drive through the park and see all of these things.
Correct.
Okay. Now, if we want to get out of our vehicle, let's talk a little bit about the kiosk at Albert.
Yeah, just the next turn after, instead of going into the park, there's another entrance right below where Albert stands, and there's a kiosk, and there's information about Albert, and they have a recording that you can listen to that tells all the history about Albert.
Yeah, and I know people come actually from far and wide to see Albert. And I have to tell you that when my dad was alive, when he came to visit, that was one thing on his list he wanted to see was Albert the Bull. It's pretty special.
Yeah, it's still amazing to me to this day how many people, you know, that's one of the places they got to stop, you know, from all over the country.
Yeah, yeah. So it's really great that you added that kiosk, and it's a little bit enclosed, right? I mean, it's not like it's heated, but you're a little protected there when you stop, and even in the wintertime. And if you haven't been there to listen to that, that would be a great thing to do while you're out there on your drive.
Right.
Yep. Yes. Now, what about the rest of the town? You know, we drive in from the south, or we're going to have to drive south if we come in from the north to see the Albert's Winter Wonderland. Where else might we want to drive around Audubon to see what's going on?
Pretty much anywhere around town. It's starting to look really nice. People are starting to get their Christmas decorations out. Go up Main Street, visit the businesses there at night. We have Main Street's all lit up. The city has done a great job of decorating the light poles. Every single building has lights along the top.
Anything special on the city park there by the library? John James Audubon Park. Anything there? Just kind of, I'm sure there's some decorations there.
Yeah, some of the local businesses have kind of picked their own tree and kind of decorated it. Not overly extravagant, you know, mm-hmm. Just put some lights on it and stuff. And that's kind of something that, you know, we want people to be able to see when they come up Main Street. We want to have some decorations. And then we have a little building that we have up there. It's all decorated too.
All right. So, I think it's kind of fun to go around into different towns and see all of the decorating, all the lights. And I know if you drive around Audubon, there'll be lots of homes with pretty lights. So it's kind of fun to just take a little trip. And it doesn't sound like we're going to have a lot of snow this coming week, so it'll be okay to travel. Just get up there to see Audubon. Now, I want to move ahead a bit here. You know, we're going to be turning the page of the calendar here pretty soon. The time just goes by so fast, and it's going to be into the new year, 2014. And I understand you are the upcoming president for the chamber in Audubon.
Yep, that's what they're telling me.
Oh, yes. And so let's talk a little bit about one of the first events as you kind of take over as president is the annual meeting. Can you tell us a little bit about that date to place?
Yeah, every year we have our annual community banquet, and it's held at St. Patrick's Parish Center right on Highway 71. And tickets available from any of the chamber members, catered, and then we have a auction to kind of help raise money for the chamber.
And you always have that Citizen of the Year award. I always am anxious to hear that one.
Yep. Citizen of the Year this year also, and had quite a few nominations.
Great.
So of course, I can't tell anything about that yet.
No, I suppose. Yeah, that has to be a secret.
And then we also have Junior Citizen of the Year.
Okay, excellent. So that'll be a fun time. I know you'll be giving us more information about that as the date gets closer. Now, you mentioned the auction that raises money. I think we sort of skipped it, that Winter Wonderland needs a bit of money, too.
Yeah, we have a donation box. Actually, we will have a donation box down there tomorrow for anybody that drives through and they'd like to make a donation. All the money that we receive will stay in a fund just specifically for Christmas decorations, keeping that up. Of course, I'm already thinking about next year and what we can do to add to it.
That's why you're going to be the president, because you're always thinking ahead, Dave. That's a president's job. And, okay, I kind of jumped backwards, and we were talking about the annual meeting. What are some of the other projects that you as chamber members work on during the year?
Oh, we got many events that go throughout the year. We always have our two garage sales a year. We have our spring and our fall garage sale, Highway 71 garage sale. And we have a spring festival that we work with other groups and everything. And then we also have our T-Bone Days in summer. And hopefully we'll be coming up with some more ideas this year.
Yes.
Always open to suggestions and want to have plenty of stuff for communities to do.
You bet. Is the chamber responsible for the flight breakfast?
Yes, it is.
Okay, because that happens usually in June?
Yep, first Sunday of June.
All right. And that's always a fun time for lots of folks, too. So just like I think most chambers around the country, you always have to be doing something to keep people interested in coming to Audubon and seeing what's going on there. So we hope folks, again, I want to remind folks again to get up there and see Albert's Winter Wonderland, because that's sort of a new addition. Although you said this is the second year, I'm sure every year you're adding to that, so it'll be a fun thing to see. So we want to thank you very much, Dave Witt, for inviting us up to Audubon.
Well, thank you.
You bet. Until next time, here's a thought. Never let your problems make you blind to your blessings.